Hello there, listeners. This is Maya speaking.
Sitting in my car this time. Just came back home quite late.
At night, it's almost 11 p.m.
Today is like today in the evening began the official national day of grieving and memorize the dying soldiers and the people that died in like terror attacks in Israel. So it's like a day of grief. So I respect that in the way that it's, you know, like a time in the year that there is like space for a certain pain that is very present in the Israeli society. In the Israeli society, almost everyone are families of someone that died as a soldier or in a terror attack. It's a very, very wide phenomenon in Israel. So yeah, it's crucial pain, and I think it's important to give space for pain and for people to grieve and to have like grief ceremony. But I think that the frame of this day and the ceremonies and the concept that go along with it is quite twisted. If you look at it as a ceremony that's supposed to be like some kind of emotional building or emotional like therapy kind of a thing. So I think if you assume that this is the reason that this day exists for like kind of commune emotional therapy, so it's quite twisted, because this is not what it's doing, if you ask me. Well, maybe it probably it's also do that for many people, but the fact that it's only for one side soldiers, and the fact that it's I don't know if someone got murdered, or I don't know, there is much pain and grief in the society, and I don't see a reason to give more space to this certain kind of grief. You see, I don't think, and that's like kind of like an anarchistic underground idea in the Israeli mindset, I don't think that a mother that lost her child that died as a soldier in the war have more pain, or crucially necessarily different pain, than a mother that lost her child in a car accident, let's say, or from cancer or anything. You know, the people are sad because their loved ones are dead, not because they died in a certain way. You know, it doesn't matter how the person died. In the end of the day, you grieving for your loss. Now, the thing with the military is that many young people die. So yeah, maybe it's more painful to lose someone that is young and was like still blossoming in his life, rather than someone that is already naturally coming close to death and to the completeness of their life in a way. So I can get that. Yeah, maybe it's painful. Maybe it's generally more painful to lose someone young. But I don't think it's matter if this person died in the military or car accident or cancer or whatever. And you know what? Maybe it's even more painful to lose someone, I don't know, like, what about a day for the mothers that lost their child in birth? What about that? It's they don't have this day. Or, sorry. why don't they have this day, but they do have a day for dying soldiers? Because the point is not emotional therapy. The point is national government ideology. And the ideology say this. She said, it's good to give your life away for the nation. Or it's good to give your life away for the country. It's said to those, I think this day is very much aimed to all the young people that are in the military now. And it's like the society tell them, if you die for us, we will appreciate that. And that's quite twisted, if you ask me. Actually, it's very twisted, if you ask me. And it's even more twisted, because this is so similar to the Islamic jihad, the kind of ideology. The Islamic jihad, terror as they call it in the West, promising the young men that they send to war that they will get a reward in the next life for their death in this life. They convince those young people that it will be good for them to die. Now, the Israeli government and the Israeli society, at least the non-religious one, I'm not sure about their religious society, but at least the non-religious society, they don't tell this to their young people that they send to war. They tell them that they will get respect as a dying soldier. You know, in every graveyard in Israel, there is like a special part for the soldiers, and this part is like more neat, it's nicer, the graves are a bit higher and they have like nicer stone and it's all very neat, and they have like the symbols of their units on their graves and very much disturbing stuff as this. They have and if they get like a good mark after they die, you know, like good mark for dying in a good way, you know, in a beneficial way. So they put the mark on their grave, like, you are a good soldier dying for the gold. That's fucked up, you know. I think I can't really understand the parents that are feeling good with having their children there. It's kind of feeling disrespectful for the life of the person, if you ask me, to say like, good for you dying for us. That's just stupid, if you ask me. Well, okay, I will go back from saying that, because I do see the value of respecting and being thankful for someone that give their life away to protect you if you are actually in a danger situation. You know, if someone is attacking me and my neighbor come and fight them and die while fighting them, I will appreciate the neighbor for doing this, saving my life. I will be thankful for him being careful enough to me to have my life still continuing rather than his. It's a big thing. Yeah, there is a big place to appreciate that. But you see the situation now. I think today in the morning there was like 4 soldiers dying in Gaza every day. 3 today, 4 tomorrow, 6 the day after. It's continuously happening in the war in Gaza and in the north. They barely speak about it in the news anymore because it gets so usual. You know, you want to speak in the news about something that is new, and soldiers dying in the war, it's just not something new. It's happening all the time. So they barely speak about it. You know, well, they say this and that soldier died. They speak about how they die. they give their names, but it's not a big thing, you know. It's what's the next news, kind of. It was like I think a week or 2 weeks ago that I was it like I was less than a week ago. Then I look at the pay and the newspaper. I spoke about it in the preview episode. That I looked in the paper and I saw the title: "The Hamas agree to have to release the hostages in order to stop the war. Israel attack Rafah." The IDF attack in Rafah. That's the news. That's the two big stories. The Hamas agreed to have a deal to stop the war and release the hostages, and the IDF attack in Rafah. Those were the news. That means, and it's not new. It's quite long time that the Hamas is agree to stop the war in order to have a hostages deal. Okay, and in for the Israeli government, it's like they will just don't agree to stop the war. So that means that all those soldiers that die didn't die to protect someone. They died to attack someone. They died to revenge. They died to achieve a certain political goals, as for the state or for politicians. Yeah, most likely for politicians, because obviously you cannot get safety by continuously having a war. It's just an absurd. So obviously those people dying do not even serve the needs or the I forgot the word, but it doesn't even serve the needs of their families and loved ones. It serves the needs of politicians. So now, and what do you know, who are those people that invented this memory ceremony, Memorial Day? Who are the people that are pushing it forward, that standing in the center of those memory ceremonies? Those are politicians. So this, for me, this day, the memory day that starts tonight, is the way of the politicians in Israel or the government authority to tell the civilians, the young people that in the military, or everyone that are risking their life, they tell them, good for you for dying for us. We are appreciating you and rewarding you with respect for dying for us. And this is a terrible thing. This is an emotional manipulate to make people kill themselves in useless war, in years on years of military occupation. Years upon years, since 67, military occupation in Palestine, in the Western Bank, in Sumerian and Judea, whatever you want to call it. And now, again, military occupation in Gaza. Years on years on fighting with the neighbors. Insisting of having a Jewish state. Ignoring all the people that are not Jewish in the state. It's protecting religious sites. This is what people are dying in Israel. Those people that the memory that this memorial day is for them. This is why they die for. Terrible. I see people stand in the, there is like an alarm and everyone stand for like a minute to respect those people. just seeing everyone conforming this, the if you stand, well, they'll tell you to stand. This is you conforming the idea that it's okay to sacrifice young people's life for religious or political or national goals. So I didn't stand. I didn't stand not because I'm not respecting the people that die. It's not because I'm not respecting the grief. It's because I'm respecting the grief. It's because I'm respecting the people that died. That while the government told me to stand and conform, I sat down and rolled the joint. Yeah.